See if you can invoke just the presence of Bhagawan. And with a prayerful relationship, see if you can just voice, tell all of your concerns, concerns about the past, concerns about your relationship with Bhagawan, what your needs are, what your wants are, what your worries are. If there's any worries about your childhood beliefs and the understandings you have now, if there's any conflicts, as you just kind of relax and sink down deeply into your own being. And let yourself have that very open, prayerful relationship. And letting your imagination be free. If you ask Bhagawan or the childhood, your beliefs, talking to Bhagawan about your beliefs when you were little, and see what he says. Just see what comes up, what type of responses come up from your psyche, without worrying if that's really Bhagawan speaking or it's your psyche speaking. That's not relevant right now. So I'll just give you some time to kind of be with that, be in that relationship. Spend some time doing that. Thank you. if it's appropriate for you now, or you can do this later, maybe when you take a walk after the meditation. See if you can imagine the relationship you want with Bhagavan. It can even be a personal relationship with an issue with your Ishtadevata, or just how you want, how you imagine that relationship to be, how you imagine your heart to be in that relationship with Ishvara. And just see if that can fit in anywhere in your meditation. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Spend a little time taking a walk by yourself, being quiet for some time.